Okay, so what's your agenda? Why are you running for Congress, and what is your agenda?
Yes, sir. So I will share with you, as I've shared with many individuals on different speeches and organizations I've met with. So my father told me growing up, Keith, the main thing for me is ending abortion forever. Ever since Roe versus Wade, 1973, almost 65 million babies have been slaughtered just in the United States. That's not even mentioned like the world alone. So I'm introducing legislation that will ban abortion forever in the United States. And so I feel very strong about this. And just for the record, for you are my witness and your listeners, I'm very strict, as in meaning banning abortion. There's a lot of individuals that have talk of just, you know, at the life of the mother and so forth, that can be a bypass to perform an abortion. Me, I'm strictly against it. We're ending that procedure forever. Second thing, and I have with me the articles of impeachment against Joe Biden. My first day in office, elected in November, will be introducing articles of impeachment against Joe Biden. He didn't win the election. It was a stolen election. You have never seen me and anybody in my campaign mention him as the president. He is not the president. He stole the election. You look at places like Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, you know, a lot of discrepancy in the ballot results. I've been to just about majority of those places I mentioned, and they're very pro-Trump out there. They love Trump. There's no way, Joe Biden won those elections. So those are two very strong issues I feel about, and that's what I've been sharing with people on my campaign. Ketanji Brown Jackson was illegitimately nominated to the Supreme Court, so I will see to it that she is removed, and I plan to do that by way of impeachment. Yes, sir.
No, that's fine. That's a pretty clear agenda on your part. So the three items, introduce legislation to permanently ban abortion.
Yes, sir.
Number two, to impeach. Introduce articles of impeachment against Joe Biden.
Yes, sir.
And I guess number three, articles of impeachment against the Ketanji Jackson Brown.
Yes. The Constitution clearly states that the president nominates a justice to the Supreme Court. Well, Joe Biden is not the president. And Ketanji Brown Jackson, I mean, you look at her, she's an activist judge. She's not a pro-constitutional. She doesn't interpretate the Constitution as it's written. And so, you see during her Senate nomination hearing how she had pro-pedophilia sympathies. And, I mean, that's just something that a majority of Americans can't live with. I mean, that's horrifying to be that sympathetic to such
a... So let me engage you here in a bit of dialogue.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to state for the record... Mm-hmm. That I disagree with your characterization.
Yes, sir.
About Joe Biden being the legal president of the United States.
Yes, sir.
We've documented that there were innumerable election irregularities,
mm-hmm.
but that he was, in fact, legally inaugurated on January 20th, 2021, because, as you know, you were up there January mm-hmm. 6th. The Congress did confirm the Electoral College vote submitted to them by the states. So, but you hold that he's not the legal president of the United States.
No, sir.
And what is the reasoning for that?
Well, so you look at, there were conversations right before, if you want to say January 6th, you know, basically when the police let the peaceful attendees mm-hmm. of the event, basically it was called Stop the Steal, and that was a peaceful right. gathering at the
Capitol. But let me ask you this. In the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
it's very clear
mm-hmm.
that the joint session of Congress that meets on January 6th mm-hmm. convenes for the purpose of counting the Electoral College votes.
Yes, sir.
They did convene. They did count those votes, and they did determine that by counting those votes that Joe Biden was, in fact, the winner of the election. I mean, do you dispute mm-hmm. that is constitutional?
So there were conversations going on before, and this is where I was going with this, that the police let people in, and I called it was a huge—
But no, I'm not talking about that.
Wait.
I'm talking about the actions of Congress. The mm-hmm. joint session of Congress, everybody saw it. After the disruption, they met. They accepted those Electoral College votes that gave Joe Biden 306 Electoral College votes and therefore became the president. Are you disputing that happened?
The information they were given at that time was inaccurate.
That doesn't matter, though.
Mm-hmm.
Are you disputing that they accepted those Electoral College votes, yes or no? Are you disputing that?
If we went back and look— at, you know, had a thorough investigation, accurate, they were given the accurate numbers.
It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Did they or did they not vote to accept the Electoral College votes, yes or no?
They did.
All right. So then, therefore, you are factually incorrect that he is not the legal president of the United States. You have 60 seconds to respond.
We look at the election result that will be coming out. You see, they're slow walking this whole investigation thing. I promise everyone, Donald Trump is the president. And so all this will be coming out. I promise you, when you elect me, I will release all the information on this, have thorough and fair
investigation. So you and only you have this special information that will get rid of the legal vote of the joint session of Congress, according to the Constitution, that named Joe Biden president. Is that right?
Well, I mean, you look at several fair reporting.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I don't think you've made your case, but we wish you the best of luck, Stuart. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Yes, sir.